WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Five Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. It's still summer, of course, but the Shelby County Board of Supervisors took action Tuesday morning to ensure the city of Harlan is bright and festive this winter. The supervisors approved a $5,000 contribution from the Building and Grants Fund to go toward the Christmas Light Project. Officials with Shelby County, the City of Harlan, and Harlan Municipal Utilities are working together on the new project. The Hotel Motel Tax Committee is also contributing as they approved a grant of $10,000 for the project. Shelby County Auditor Marcia Carter told the board the plan is for the lights to be in tune with music.
There is a company out of Kansas City called Animated Lighting that actually does Christmas lights for Disney. I mean, they go all over the nation. They do the Kansas City Plaza. They're actually working with Council Bluffs right now, one of the casinos down there, to do one of their signs. But they will do the Christmas lights to music. I think, you know, you've all seen where they play the Christmas music and the lights go off and on to the different Christmas carols.
The main lighting will go on the courtyard lawn on the east side of the square, but Carter said the lights will be all over the square. The reason for the project is because Harlan was once known as Christmas City.
Everybody's working really hard to kind of get that name back. I remember as a kid, Channel 7 coming out and filming, seeing it on the channel on TV at Christmas time, where they came every year and filmed the downtown square.
The Christmas light project isn't over with the one motion by the supervisors. Carter said it will be an ongoing project with a plan to purchase an electronic tree down the road. This year and next year, the Harlan Square will feature a real tree. News time is 8:08.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. Five Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. Five Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
The Atlantic City Council is expected to hear a request during its meeting this evening for the abatement of the fee for a building permit pertaining to the Cass County Fairgrounds. The Cass County Ag and Ed Association, commonly referred to as the Fair Board, is asking the city to waive the building permit fee of just under $3,100 for the construction of a cattle barn on the fairgrounds. Zoning Administrator John Lund will not be present at tonight's meeting. He's on vacation, and he won't be able to explain why he feels the fee was exorbitant for what he calls the glorified carport, but City Administrator Doug Harris will speak on his behalf. City Attorney David Wiederstein has also indicated that he has similar thoughts on the matter. Doug Harris said that while Lund has reservations on a complete abatement of the fee due to the precedent and fairness, as no entity is exempt from building permit fees outside of the city itself and AMU or utility companies for basic infrastructure, he has sympathy for an entity that exists purely on donations and provides an educational and enjoyable experience for all Cass County residents and visitors while at the same time remaining free to the public. The cattle barn building is funded through donations from both individuals and businesses around Cass County. Construction on the 86-foot-wide, 120-foot-long, all-steel, clear-span structure is expected to begin within about 30 days. It will have open sides with steel sliding doors on the ends and a dirt floor. The building is expected to cost nearly $84,300. A photographer in Atlantic is asking area residents to donate school supplies at her studios for distribution to schools in Cass County. Sue Fisher of Sue Fisher Photography said the idea is based on a similar program in Omaha.
We started it this year. I've been taking school portraits at my studio for over 15 years, and I decided I wanted to do something special this year. So kind of watching what Omaha has been doing over there, we kind of copied that, and we're hoping to get a lot of school supplies that we can turn into the Atlantic districts and all the school districts in the Cass County.
Fisher says no purchase of her photography services is necessary.
No, not at all. They can bring in, we've had a lot of people just bring in things that aren't even having portraits done. If they do have a picture taken, if they do a portrait, we will give them a free portrait. They're going to get an extra portrait, and then the stuff will be turned in, and that all goes to the children.
Fisher says there's no limit to the type of school supplies you can donate.
Anything like pencils, pens, notebooks. We've had backpacks come in, you know, just anything. We're accepting anything that can help. I know sometimes that the teachers themselves have to dig in their own pocket for supplies for some of the students, and we're hoping to help that if we can a little bit.
The only exception is that the supplies must be new and not used. They'll be distributed first among the schools in the Atlantic District, and then it'll be on to CAM. Donations will be accepted at Fisher Studios from today through the end of the month. Taking a look at world headlines, President Barack Obama is canceling plans to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow next month. The move is in retribution for Russia's decision to grant temporary asylum to National Security Agency leaker Edward Snowden. But it also reflects growing U.S. frustration with Russia on an array of other issues, including missile defense and human rights. A shocked community in Canada is planning a vigil today for two small boys strangled by a 100-pound python as they slept. Investigators say they're waiting for autopsy results on the 4-year-old and his 6-year-old brother, as well as a necropsy on the snake before commenting further on the cause of death. Police are treating the deaths in Campbellton, New Brunswick, as a criminal investigation. And an aide says former President George W. Bush is doing great while recovering from a heart procedure at a Dallas hospital and should be going home today. Doctors at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital yesterday inserted a stent to help prop open an artery. The blockage was discovered Monday during Bush's annual physical at a clinic in Dallas where he resides. The aide says the 67-year-old former president is expected to resume his normal schedule by tomorrow. News time is 8:13.
A new roof is a major investment. When you need to get it done, you want it done right. This is Ken Kelly. Please feel free to call 5-Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We only install products that have proven to perform against Mother Nature's worst, like Council Bluffs 2011, nicknamed Dimple Darling. 5-Star Roofing is certified by Malarkey so you can have confidence your roof is properly installed. We do it better than anyone else because we do roofs and only roofs. We use the best state-of-the-art materials available, featuring Malarkey shingles and, of course, the amazing roofing buggy. The roofing buggy allows us to install your new roof with minimal disruption to your home while protecting and providing excellent cleanup to your property. Ask about the potential to save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. Contact me, Ken Kelly, for a free, no-obligation estimate. 5-Star Roofing at 712-243-2111 or 855-ROOFS-R-US. We do roofs and only roofs.
In our funeral announcements, Zach Brown, age 24, of Osceola, died Saturday. Funeral services for Zach Brown will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dolores Snyder, age 80, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Dolores Laurie Snyder will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Joseph Lauren Clark, age 89, of Council Bluffs, died Friday. Memorial services for Lauren Clark will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dale Henriksen, age 84, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Dale Henriksen will be held Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Hockenberry, England Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Ed R. Whitaker, age 85, a longtime resident of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died Tuesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Ed Whitaker will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Delmer Conrad, age 67, of Fullerton, California, died July 11th. Graveside services for Delmer Conrad will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Harlan Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dennis Johnson, age 64, of Harlan, died Friday. Family services for Dennis Johnson will be held at a later date. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. James Highland, Jr., age 91, of Griswold, died Sunday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for James Highland, Jr. are currently pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by 5-Star Roofing in Atlantic. Call Ken Kelly today for all of your roofing needs at 243-2111. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.